Welcome to Start Writing's vocab episode.
And the word of the day is pathos. It's a noun. I love this word. It means an element in experience or in artistic expression evoking pity or compassion. So this is like the emotion. Oh, sorry, that's definition two, I guess. An emotion of sympathy or pity. So it's the feelingness.
Yeah, the feelingness is funny. So clowns have always been represented as tricksters and jokesters, from the days of jesters all the way through Ronald McDonald. But the hijinks were always paired with pathos and humanity.
And pathos comes from like the same thing or the same root as empathy.
Pathos.
And pathos means suffering, feeling, having emotion or... Yeah.
So these are the archaic meanings.
Right.
Right. And for me, like, my association with pathos is this is one of the rhetoric styles, right?
Oh, yeah. Ethos, pathos, and logos. That's actually why I said that I love this word.
That's funny. That's right. Because your degree is in rhetoric.
My master's is in rhetoric.
Your master's is in rhetoric.
I've thought about pathos a lot. My thesis was about this.
So I think using pathos outside of discussing a form of rhetoric is archaic at this point. It is so closely associated with that you immediately, your mind goes to, they're talking about a style of rhetoric here. And empathy is what you would use in a narrative sense.
Yeah.
Mandarin. Of or relating to or typical of a public official in the Chinese Empire of any of the nine superior grades, marked by polished ornate complexity of language.
Oh, interesting. I did not know that was part of the definition.
Yeah. Yeah, that second one is the interesting use there. I don't think there's anything about the novel that doesn't impress me. Its stream of satirical invention, its Mandarin prose that perfectly conjures the trance-like drift of a modern consciousness overwhelmed by detail and its breathtaking risk and structure. So I'm going to go to its use right here. It's Mandarin prose. And so I think this is a really complex use of the word, marked by polished, ornate complexity of language. So I don't think I would use this. Maybe it's a POV word. Again, you have the pedantic. You know, you've got the guy who just thinks he's so smart and uses all these complicated words and whatnot. What is it? I just finished watching Patriot.
Oh, cool.
And in it, there's a guy, and he was let go as a police officer, I think. Or no, he was found not guilty. So he shot this little Puerto Rican kid. And as he tells the story, he'd gone through this period in his life where he was trying to really expand his vocabulary. So he'd have these vocabulary cards and he'd be working through them and try to incorporate it. And he gets a call on the radio about a purse snatcher. And the description is a Latino kid, about yay high, dark hair. And as the call is coming through the radio, he sees this little Latino kid running past his car with this bag. So he gets out of the car. And he doesn't yell stop because he's trying to improve his vocabulary. He yells halt. Right? So you've got this. He's going through this stage in his life where he's very pedantic. And the kid barely speaks English, has no idea what the guy said, turns around, and his hand is in the bag. And he starts to pull it out. And that's when he pulls the trigger. Mandarin is that kind of word. So just an illustrative point of when you would use this kind of word, that it's a very POV word, but if you get the right POV, it's perfect. Like this guy's story about using halt instead of stop and how it confused this kid who didn't speak great English and it ended up with a shooting.
Hmm. That's a sad story, man.
Sad story.
I didn't know we were getting that deep. How much pathos, jeez.
That's funny. So that's my thoughts on Mandarin, a very POV word, this marked Amen. By polished or ornate complexity of language. Or when you're talking about the Chinese government, apparently.
Or oranges or collars.
Or is Mandarin orange a color?
Oh, sorry, collar. So there's a Mandarin collar, which
you'll
see on some shirts. A Western collar comes up and then folds down, but a Mandarin collar just goes up.
That's what that is. I've seen those, like on my mission, I saw those everywhere. Yeah. And I just thought they were different looking shirts. Yeah.
Mandarin collar.
A mandarin collar. Huh.
Okay, the next word is archetype. It's a noun, and it means the original pattern or model of which all things of the same type are representations or copies. An archetype is also a prototype or a perfect example.
A transcendent entity that is a real pattern of which existing things are imperfect representations. Idea.
And in psychology, it's an inherited idea or mode of thought in the psychology of Jung that is derived from the experience of the race and is present in the unconscious of the individual.
The archetype of the clean-cut and indefatigable and incorruptible agent was largely invented by J. Edgar Hoover, who led the FBI for 48 years. And my thought, and maybe this is because my undergrad was in psychology, and So whenever I hear the term archetype, Jung is what I think. I had that just shoved down my throat so many times. So I wonder, do you think idea or prototype when you hear the word archetype?
You know, I think of the hero of a thousand faces and like story tropes. And I would tend not to use the word because I don't want to get meta. As I'm telling a story, I don't want to talk about stories as a general.
I see what you're saying.
So that might make me hesitant to use it. But I think the word itself sounds really cool. And it's actually a very popular word. Like, I feel like anyone would understand it.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of these other words are a little more obscure. But this, you could use that easily in a lot of circumstances. And I think you'd get your point across.
So I think the substituting it for prototype, which gives you the idea of the original, like the first, right? And then idea, which is much bigger. I feel like you can't substitute it effectively in for that. It's too specific. Archetype. I feel like people will know what you're talking about. You can put it in the narrative, but I don't think you could substitute it for its proposed synonyms of prototype and idea.
Yeah, I think that's true.
It's too heavily used specifically.
Yeah. Well, an archetype seems mythical, whereas prototype, I think science.
Yeah. Either you think science. Yeah, definitely. I think that's a good archetype does feel either story or mythical, and prototype you have science. So I don't feel like they're interchangeable despite what the dictionary says. I don't know how many we've done. I think we're going to do this as the last one.
SM plastic. And that's an adjective, and it means shaping or having the power to shape disparate things into a unified whole.
Art achieves its impact from something Samuel Taylor Coleridge called SM plastic power, the ability to make sense out of chaos, to shape into one the many truths around us. And so the shaping or having power to shape disparate things into a unified whole. So this is an interesting word. Like I feel that I feel like I would use this word because it encompasses this bigger idea, right? It's this aggregating, but not just to aggregate the collective pieces, but then to assemble them into a whole. It encompasses a bigger idea than I feel like any other single word does dealing with these specific ideas. Man, that is just complicated to communicate. But I feel like you would have to discuss its meaning or put it in a way that it was very clear what it means. But I feel like the word is without substitution.
Man, I like the sound of the word and I like the meaning of the word. Just that concept of, I guess, kind of creating synergy. This is also an interesting fact. It says that Samuel Taylor Coleridge came up with this word, and they're suggesting that he was trying to translate a German word, and he kind of made up this word
to do
in
that.
Order to accurately represent That's the funny. Thing he was talking about.
I feel like your word synergy really connects. I feel like synergy is such a business word, right?
Oh, yeah. It's so overused in that realm.
So overused
in that realm. I kind of hate it. It's a cool concept.
But I feel like this word you would use when you don't want to use synergy, because immediately people think like multi-level marketing or business deal, right? Immediately that's where your head goes when you hear synergy, but then you hear SM plastic and then you can talk about its meaning like, oh, okay. Now we're going to.
So that's our last beautiful word, SM plastic. Thank you for listening to Start Writing.